In many places, in many cultures, there's a commodity that is fast becoming more precious than money. That commodity is time. We're more connected than ever. We have more things to do than ever. We have more things to buy than ever before. And so for many people, it feels as though they're being pulled in every direction with never enough time to get done the things that appear to be so incredibly urgent. The temptation is to run around doing things that are crying out at you without really asking, is this thing really that important that I have to do it now? So, with so much to do, the easiest thing in the world is for us to spend our precious time on the wrong things. How do you spend your time? Some of it working, no doubt. Some of it relaxing. That's as it should be. But what about all those electronic gadgets that are taking over our world? Tablets and smartphones. Have you noticed how addictive they are? They're such time wasters. The entertainment and information and shopping and social media and email and notifications and SMSs and the list goes on, right? Some people just have to pick up their phone every time it dings with a notification to see who it is. But what about the people right in front of you? What about your children, your wife, your husband? What about them? Are the things coming in on your gadget more important than them? Judging from how quickly I see people picking up their phones, the answer apparently is yes. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, teach children in a way that fits their needs, and even when they're old, they will not leave the right path. It turns out that your family needs your time, whether it be your children or your grandchildren. The time you spend with them today or not is going to shape not just their future, but their marriages and the future of their children and beyond. Me, I've turned off all the notifications on my smartphone. No more dings, no more interruptions, no more distractions, no more picking up my phone to check a message when my wife is in the middle of saying something to me. Your family needs your time. They need your attention. Their lives depend on it. That's God's word, fresh for you today.